This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A former staffer for Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn says in a sworn deposition that Lamborn refused to allow staff to take safety precautions against COVID-19 in the months before contracting the disease himself. CPR's Megan Verley has more.
The deposition is from Lamborn's former district director, who resigned late last year. In it, he says the congressman dismissed COVID-19 as a hoax meant to hurt President Trump's re-election chances, and that he heard Lamborn lie on the phone to the House's official doctor about his level of contact with an infected staffer. The deposition is part of a lawsuit filed by a different former staffer who says he was fired for complaining about the lack of COVID safety measures. Lamborn has denied the claims. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
School started today in Jefferson County, where health officials ordered everyone 2 years old and above to wear masks indoors while at school. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The order is one of the most aggressive of any county so far. It requires all unvaccinated faculty and staff and unvaccinated students and adults involved in extracurricular activities to undergo routine testing during the academic year. Health officials say the Delta variant is driving a surge of cases now. Most new cases in the county are among the unvaccinated or partially vaccinated. In the metro county of about 500,000 people, 41% of youth ages 12 to 15 and 37% of 16 to 19-year-olds have not received even one shot. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel.